It's a Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me, it's Pinky the Pig, and time for the Pinky the Pig podcast show. Thank you for listening. Hi, Mildred, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Pinky. How about you?
I'm so good, too, because I'm happy.
I know. It's so nice.
You're happy, too, huh, Mildred?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, we know how to be happy because we're grateful and thankful.
That's right.
Yeah, we're not caught up in a negative thoughts.
No, we're not. And, you know, Pinky, I have to say, I admire that about you so much. You're a lovely being.
Oh, Mildred, that's nice.
No, you are, Pinky. You have so much joy, and when you meet someone, you're so positive, and you don't judge.
No, I don't judge them. I give them the benefit of the doubt, you know, and then if something happens, you know, I can learn from it, but I still always give everyone the benefit of the doubt.
No, that's lovely because, you know, a lot of people, they're not able to do that.
No, well, you know, that's going to be nice.
Yeah, well, that's just who you are, Pinky. It's lovely.
Thank you, Mildred.
And then that's the thing. You're full of love.
I'm full of love. Yeah, because that's just better. Because if you have love, then you put out a really good vibration. And then you don't disturb things.
Right. And, you know, some think that there are only two emotions, love and fear.
Interesting. Yeah, because if you're afraid, that's because there's something going on and you can't control it. And so then it creates fear. But that's, you know, I mean, well, sorry, I'm really stuttering.
That's okay, Pinky. You're allowed to stutter.
Anyway, what I was trying to say is that love is all the good thoughts and fear are the negative thoughts. Yeah, I go with that.
Right. And do you know the saying? It's a very famous saying, and it was written by Franklin Roosevelt. He was our 32nd president.
No, I'm thinking of Teddy Roosevelt.
Well, that was our 26th president.
Are they related?
Well, they're cousins.
Okay. Teddy Roosevelt, he's the guy with the bears, and we did a podcast about the bears. Teddy Bear.
Right, no. Franklin Roosevelt, in 1933, he said, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself."
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Right. I mean, if you're in a situation, a present moment situation of fear in survival, that's one thing. And then you know, you take direction and you survive.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about fear of the unknown, worrying about what may or may not happen tomorrow or 2 years from now.
Yeah, because if you're all hung up about thinking about that and you have no control of that, then you're just, well, you can prepare.
Right.
But once you prepare, then you just have to put your mind that you're not going to get all hung up on it because then you're wasting your present moment in time.
That's what I was trying to get to.
Yeah, because if you're worrying about the past and you're worrying about the future, you're just wasting the here and now.
There you go.
Yeah, because the present. Oh, yeah, the present is a present. Remember we did a podcast about that. It was around Christmas time.
Right. Episode 32.
Yeah, and the present is a present. Do you get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, and the other thing is, if you can just be, like, content and live right now, you're going to be happier. Because if you're thinking about yesterday or tomorrow, you're wasting your present moment in time.
I know, Pinky, you say that a lot. You say that we need to accept our present moment in time.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. You know, and there's like so much drama. I mean, so many people are caught up in the drama. You know what drama is, right, Mildred?
Well, sure. Drama's when your mind gets so involved and so wrapped up in the what if and making a big deal out of something you don't even have any reason to do so. You just create drama.
Yeah, I'm not getting caught up in a drama. I'm not going to mess it up because here's the thing. If you're like singing a song or you're painting a picture or you're, you know, doing something really fun in the moment and gardening, you know, then you're living in the moment and it's very pure.
Right.
And if you can live in that purity, now you're just being, you're just loving, and you're not judgmental, and you're not trying to mess stuff up.
Right, and you're not worrying.
Yeah, you don't want to worry. That doesn't do a thing. All it does is waste the present moment in time when you could be just, like, very free.
Right, and you're kind of void.
Void?
Well, that means, like, you're completely empty of all your brain thoughts and your desires and your judgments.
Yeah, you're void of all that. You're just being.
Right. It's like the clock is moving. The clock is going around and around and around. But you're still just right here and now in the present moment in time.
Yeah, that's like, Layla has that book, Be Here Now, Ram Dass.
Oh, very good. Very good, Pinky.
Yeah, it's a little trippy, but he has a lot of really good things to say in there. And it is. It's all about be here right now.
Correct. Because if we live our lives like that, then we can really enjoy the calmness and the stillness.
Yeah.
Okay, Pinky, I do have a little quote here from Ram Dass from his book, Be Here Now.
Yes, please.
And Ram says, push far enough into the void. Hold fast enough to quietness. See all things, howsoever they flourish. Return to the roots from which they grew.
Yeah, just be pure. Just be here now.
Very good.
Yeah, and we can all be happier if we just accept for what it is. It is what it is.
Right, Pinky, and that takes us right into the Serenity Prayer.
Oh, yeah, the Serenity Prayer, of course.
That was written by Reinhold Niebuhr in 1944.
Yeah, and serenity is when you're calm and you accept things.
Yes.
Okay, I want to hear, please, the Serenity Prayer.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Yeah, the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, and courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Exactly, Pinky.
Yeah, that's a really good thing to be. That's a really good way to think, because then you don't get caught up in the fear.
All right.
Then you put out a really good vibration. And if you put out a really good vibration, and everybody next to you puts out a really good vibration, and everybody has good vibration, we could change the world.
Yes, we could.
Oh, okay, thank you. I love you, Mildred.
I love you.